Right. Meanwhile, momentum in the construction sector seems to be picking up. That's as Infrastructure SA confirmed that about 48 projects worth 193 billion rand are currently being built. Join me now with more of the detail is RMB Siyanda Mflathela. Thank you so much for your time, Siyanda. So we've really had a generally lackluster mood when it comes to the movements of the South Africa's infrastructure investment program. And we've actually been getting different commentary from companies. For example, PPC yesterday saying that without a significant increase in infrastructure spending, SA cement demand is expected to remain subdued. But Raubex are being pleasantly encouraged by SANRAL's activity on the projects there. So what is your gauge on the state of the infrastructure investment program in South Africa right now?
Thank you. I think the general sense in terms of infrastructure investment is that it is on the rise. For a long time, government has made a lot of noise around massive programs, massive projects, and gazetting a certain number of projects within the SIDS program led by Infrastructure South Africa. And we are now starting to see some of the early wins within the infrastructure sector in terms of actual projects coming to fruition and projects on the ground. And that's really spurred by a number of initiatives that have started to gain traction, some of which are related to the lifting of regulations around the renewable energy in the renewable energy sector, moves towards liberalization, allowing private users to procure their own renewable energy. We've seen a massive uptake in renewable energy procurement within the private sector market as a result of that lifting of the regulations, obviously because we are experiencing a power crisis. But we've also seen movements in other areas. We've seen a lot of movements, from the Transnet stable in terms of ports, rail. We've seen some movement on the roads from SANRAL as well. And so there really is starting to be a little bit more directionally, walking the walk that they talk, if I can put it that way. In terms of actually procuring the infrastructure that they've long been talking about in the market, that we hope will spur the activity and catalyze the economic recovery.
Yeah, and that's the thing, though. Although we can see good movements in terms of the direction of that infrastructure investment program, but as you said, there has been a lot of noise in the past, and we've had really poor infrastructure investment. So what kind of catch-up game are we playing here?
We are playing a massive catch-up game. I mean, if you looked at the last SIDS program that was run by Infrastructure South Africa, the infrastructure capex that was required in order to meet a lot of the backlog that is in the infrastructure sector ran into the trillions. Sure. And so you really are looking at a massive undertaking by government in various sectors. I mean, that includes water, network infrastructures in general, so ICT, digital infrastructure. It includes power, which is obviously topical and at crisis as well. But it also includes social infrastructure like housing, student accommodation. You know, it's kind of vast and across the board. And what we're seeing is that, the prioritization of network sectors and network infrastructure, which has, A, the biggest catalytic impact, is what makes a difference. Because if you catalyze those industries, it has a multiplier effect on the economy and creates, multiple opportunities downstream as well. But the catch-up game is massive, and it is a huge undertaking. And so for a long time, the private sector has been calling for government to just bring the projects to market. Yeah. And, while government moves quite slowly, we've seen that where they've looked to liberalize certain markets and allow private sector participation, that the private sector can often move a lot quicker than what government can on their own.
Yeah. And just lastly, I mean, Siyanda, the investment into infrastructure really has the aim of significantly stimulating growth in the economy. But I feel like those gains will be capped if our energy situation doesn't change. So is this a case of building a plane while you fly it?
Not really. I mean, government has always looked at infrastructure in parallel, right? Yeah. You cannot say let's fix the energy crisis first before we look at water, for example.
Yeah.
seen, you know, the rolling power cuts and load shedding has affected the water infrastructure as well and put some strain on water infrastructure.
Yeah.
It's almost as though you need to strengthen in parallel. And so it's not quite the same as building the plane while you're driving,
yeah,
because the two can move in parallel. You
okay.
know, sometimes they do behave like train tracks to use the
internet.
And it's important that government does not only focus on one sector at the detriment of another, because we've seen in the past year we've had a commodities boom in the country, and a lot of the mining, we've got a very heavily mining dependent economy.
Yeah.
Mining sector have said that they have not been able to really take full advantage of the commodities as a result of constraints in rail and ports. And so that's also, it then becomes something that also constrains and limits the GDP and has other effects as a result. So it's important that government doesn't have a single focus, but focuses on all sectors at a time.
All right. So, well, here's to hoping that we'll have a deeper conversation into this as time goes on. Thank you so much for your time, Sandra. Really appreciate it. That was RMB's sector head of PPPs and concessions, Siyanda Mflathelwa.